You're listening to Engineering Talk, your premier source for insight into fluid sealing, connecting, conducting, and shielding applications. On today's program, James Cora talks about the increasingly important role of unmanned vehicles in military and defense, as well as some of the engineering issues faced by the designers of these vehicles. Cora is a global market manager for aerospace and defense at Ball Seal Engineering. Thanks for joining us, James. So how have you seen the roles of unmanned vehicles change in the recent past, and will we be seeing more of these in military applications in the future?
Unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs, and unmanned ground vehicles, or UGVs, have been a vital part of our recent military and defense operations, as well as our nation's security. As budgets continue to decrease and the need for surveillance and troop safety increases, the role of unmanned vehicles has become increasingly important. Today, for instance, unmanned vehicles are allowing our troops on the ground to have immediate command and control of their own surveillance and to more safely find and defuse bombs.
When most people think unmanned vehicles, they think of aerial vehicles or UAVs, the Predators, the Reapers, and others, but there are many other types, aren't there?
There sure are, Mark. Many countries with a military force have UGVs or unmanned ground vehicles. These include remote control tanks, robots, or other devices that are used for IED detection and removal, as well as other applications where the risk to personnel is just too high. There are also USVs, or unmanned surface vehicles, which include patrol boats, minesweepers, and other forms of reconnaissance vehicles. Lockheed Martin, for instance, and other companies around the world are also developing some UUVs, or AUVs, which stands for unmanned underwater vehicles or autonomous underwater vehicles.
And from an engineering perspective, what makes the unmanned vehicle so different from one designed to carry soldiers?
Typically, unmanned vehicles have a high concentration of electronics to perform a variety of missions, including reconnaissance, targeting, and sometimes even weapons delivery. As some of these vehicles are launched by hand or from small rail systems, they need to be lighter weight, yet still have the same range to perform the missions they are tasked with.
It's a fair assumption, then, that these differences pose a unique set of challenges for engineers who design the unmanned vehicles and the systems that make them work?
Absolutely. There is a delicate balance of being light enough to have a flexible launch platform, yet heavy enough to carry the payload that the mission requires. Due to this weight limit, the redundant systems typically seen in a manned aircraft are usually not feasible. Therefore, the system reliability is a major factor.
And what's your company doing to help meet these challenges?
The seals and springs we design and build here at Ball Seal are custom engineered to meet the demanding specifications of the system. One such product is a low-friction seal that we've developed for use in rotary aircraft applications that require smooth movement of a gimbal system while operating under varying G-forces at varying altitudes in harsh temperatures and atmospheric conditions.
If people want to find out more about unmanned vehicles and the kinds of solutions we've been talking about, where can they go?
Well, Mark, one way people can find out more about our products is to visit the Ball Seal Engineering website and see some of our new animations illustrating our product applications. Another way is to stop by our booth, number 2917, at the AUVSI's Unmanned Systems North America 2011 show in Washington, D.C., the week of August 16th.
Great feedback, James. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome, Mark. It's been fun.
You've been listening to Engineering Talk, a production of Ball Seal Engineering Incorporated. If you'd like to learn more about any of the topics discussed in this podcast, contact Ball Seal at 800-366-1006. For more information about Ball Seal Engineering, visit www.ballseal.com.